I mean, I'm conscious that there are families who have campaigned for years for this scheme and for the financial support to allow families, to make their home safe. So I think we've had a very significant step in the right direction here. There's no doubt about that. However, the pyrite remediation scheme, where over 1,000 families in Dublin and North Leinster, that is 100% funded. So it is disappointing that we don't have full funding for the families in Donegal. I am concerned that there will be many families who will struggle to put together what would be thousands of euro of match funding. So we need to have answers around all of that. And we also need to have answers around the full provision and budget. I see there's 20 million provided for this year. Now, we know that the scale of the devastation in Donegal, I mean, the independent panel report estimated as high as 5,000 homes. So 20 million will not go a long way in relation to that. I know it's a budget going into the following years, but we need to know, what is the budget for 2020? What is the budget for 2021? How quickly will houses be addressed? So there's a lot of question marks that I would have as a public representative. All I'm asking for is that families in Donegal would be treated equally as the families in Dublin and North Leinster were treated. But overall, it is a major step in the right direction, a significant step in the right direction, but we need a lot of answers yet.
If the families affected in Donegal were situated in Dublin, do you think yesterday's announcement will be different?
Well, I have to say, the pyrite remediation scheme was similar circumstances in terms of the devastation, the failure of the construction industry, the failure of oversight, very similar issues here. And in the case of Dublin and North Leinster, over 1,000 families fully funded by government, and rightly so. So I am angry, actually, that we don't have 100% funding for the families in Donegal. And if government are insisting that the highest they'll go is 90%, then they need to answer questions around what they're going to do for the families who will be struggling to provide the thousands of euro of match funding. And as I say, they also need to answer questions about 20 million budget for this year is worrying. We need much more money for next year. And we need clarification about, the time frames here. How long will families be waiting to make their homes safe? There's a lot of questions remaining, and we need those questions answered as soon as possible.